to my team that in spite of the compactness of Brugge, we created a lot of chances.
Right, so Nick, Red News seller, sad bastard, tell me what you've just said to me there. We're in Brewdog before Wolfsburg. So we were talking how sad we are that I've been playing a football manager game for so long now. I'm about to be retired and it's really upsetting me. I've played it for about 36 seasons. This is how anal I am. Now, Nick, what have you just said?
My biggest problem in life at 26 years of age, not having kids, is choosing which team to be on FIFA 16.
And how long has this taken you to work out?
4 days.
And you don't want to be normal, so you're not going to choose United. You're looking for Scandinavian teams. Why?
Well, because the European Cup's on the game.
Right.
So I need to be a team that's going to be in Europe, and then I want to go to Norway or Sweden. That's
right.
It. Because they're the only Scandinavian leagues I've had. Denmark's a bit shit.
And right, so what have you just said to me? That you've been trying to work out, you narrow it down, you want to choose a Scandinavian team in FIFA, and you've just narrowed it down how? Go on.
So I went through them all, kit by kit, and decided which kits I like. If I didn't like the kit, they got crossed off the list. So I'm now down.
You've got a list, he's got a list on his phone. Right, go on.
So I've got 4 teams from Norway at the moment, and I've got 1 team from Sweden that I like.
And you won't go for Mold, because you don't...
I can't go for Mold, because I don't want to leave Solskjaer unemployed. And Ole's my Eric. And so I'm going to... And then I've Wikipedia'd them all. So I wanted to see... I couldn't be a team...
You want a morally correct FIFA team.
Yeah, well, I couldn't be a team that has won the league in the last 10 years.
Right.
Because I wanted to come in and be like a godsend and be like a revolutionary. I didn't want to take over like
FIFA.
Rosenberg or Mold, you know, someone's going to win it, or, you know, Malmo. So like, I'll choose another... But I can't choose someone that's rubbish, that I don't like the kit, and that hasn't got a good history.
Right, so you've narrowed it...
Fucking hell.
It's only now I want to hear it out loud. Doesn't sound so great, but some days.
Right, so we've got the teams out again. This is our side, and now we know that one of them I've seen United, I think in 87 or 88, and he's actually got a file on his phone. So we've got Starbucks, Lillestrøm, Vålerenga, I think United have played and I saw, Viking FK, and GIF Sundsvall. And you were saying you fancy Viking because Erik Nevland.
I used to like Erik Nevland. I thought he was going to be a good one. I was like,
surely that is not normal. There's no one going to be listening going, I'm doing the same thing. Just choose United and think, fuck it, I want to enjoy my game.
Same. I've done the Premier League, I've done La Liga.
Right.
You know, it's...
That is mental. Right, so we're before the game. We're on one of their tasting sets, which are 4 beers, lovely, and we're now on the last one, which is 7%, so that'll be even more shit from us than usual. So I'm now... I fucked up because I didn't put the post-Sunderland podcast up in time because I had to edit something out, and I've not worked out how to do that, a rude word that was libelous. And so I'm now, before the game, very worried, especially after the results last night, that United could come a cropper tonight. And we have to win because 0-1 points after 2 games is disastrous. But you feel very confident, don't you?
Confident. Yeah, Wolfsburg got beat off Hanover at the weekend as well. A very, very poor. They're like the equivalent of like Stoke City at home. You know, it's a 3-4-0 win, isn't it, really? More than anything. And I'm confident tonight.
I just think people got so giddy because of the Arsenal and Chelsea results that... people start thinking, oh, get carried away, and we've got 2 tough games. So whereas I revise the thing that we're going to win both, I'm just a little bit that things could come back to bite us. But we are now leaving here to go in search of Wolfsburg's fans because Nick has actually taken the afternoon off to meet German football fans. And I've not even taken him to a bar where there are fans yet because I just want to have a drink. Right, we will return to this.
Mmm.
Pearls are the first, I think, that was here at the complex.
So, it's Red News Podcast, I've forgotten the number again, and we're in the car with the Sellers, the usual suspects, Nick, Nathan and myself, after we've beaten West Brom 2-0, and I want us to wreak positivity afterwards so badly that we feel positively orgasmic after all this, because we've been moaning so much. So, thoughts, lads? Better?
Yeah. Better than the last couple of games.
Which isn't hard, obviously. I thought we were slow again.
They looked even worse when you're actually there after selling rather than sat at home.
Yes, Nathan's been a credit selling the mag for all the games. But I thought we were slow, but you can see the difference Lingard Marshall have with pace.
It's just nice to see someone run at somebody, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really? I think that's what we're crying out for. I think Rooney did it twice today and I was gobsmacked. I don't think he's ran at anyone since
no,
Spurs last
it wasn't
season.
Still coming off for him, was it, really?
No, but at least he's trying it, though, and that just shows that goal must have helped him on Wednesday, I don't know.
I was pleased the crowd held there, you know, didn't boo or anything at half-time, because that would have been the last thing we needed.
Yeah.
There's still so much, you know, and I still struggle sometimes to get what he's doing when we're so slow and plodding. But you can see I don't have an actual problem with the squad. We can improve it. I hope the rumours that we're in for Mane are true, because that's a sort of fast player and he's done really well. I want to say something controversial. I'm sure people are going to go wanker when they hear this and throw cravats at me, but Mata at times slows us down.
Schweinsteiger slows us down more than Mata.
Yeah, but Schweinsteiger—that's the sort of player he is.
I don't mind if it's Schweinsteiger.
I don't mind it being Schweinsteiger.
Yeah, but when you're on the edge of the opposition box and he just gets the ball and he stops and he looks at Carrick and then he looks over.
Carrick
at
was better second half.
And then he passes back to Carrick and then Carrick passes it back to Schweinsteiger.
But that's why I don't think both can play in that role.
No, they can't.
But Carrick was better. He came a bit more forward second half. But the amount of times you think
he gave it away a lot of times.
Against teams like that, we don't need both playing in that role. But I think Mata, we're playing him out of position, and I know he scores, but I just think sometimes, you know, his touch, I'm not questioning that, but it's just, I just think he slows us down.
It's because he's not quick.
Well, so then...
Yeah. No, appreciate that. I'd much rather have him than not, though.
Yeah, but then you're just putting a square hole in a round peg again, and it's like you've got to put what works.
So if it's him and
if it's him and Rooney vying for the number 10 spot, I don't have a problem with that. And Herrera, then that's it, competition. Mm-hmm. But you'd rather have a proper right winger. Imagine Valencia in his prime before he got cropped on that wing now. You know, and you've got Marshall as your front. You actually look in pacey.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't think it were too far away, but again, it comes. All the you know, you can't switch on and off. All the views about Van Gaal we've had in the last few weeks. He's so stubborn. It'll be the making or breaking of us. He's just so infuriating. You want to grab his nose and like twiddle it around, going, "What are you doing?"
Someone's already done that, by the way.
I think that's the
really
red wine in wings.
Scored, though, today.
Yeah, he's been brilliant
this
patch.
Last, he's just been brilliant. Like, and I'm so glad, because I think start of last season he had a few really good games and then got injured, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it was just so annoying, because it was like you could see that he's got it, and it's just like, obviously it's good to see a player come through. So I was just
really that's been good. Watch the cars, Nick, because that would be great, wouldn't it? A live car crash on a podcast. I don't think anyone's done that. Then we're in the American market. Yeah. But again, we've kept another clean sheet.
Well, that's what. If we could just start scoring, I think.
Two today, Nathan.
I know, but.
That's double what we scored on Wednesday. And
positively giddy.
I mean, but we're fine at the back.
Yeah.
No.
Smalling, I mean, we're just saying, preaching converted, aren't we? But he's been fantastic. So Van Gaal can work on certain players. He can get them, again, young, he can get them playing out of, but the ones you really want him to do, the creativity side, just still seems to be struggling to click, where Lingard come in and Marshall, and they're a breath of fresh air because they're not under, you know, they're not deluged by the 1,300 meetings that he's having and the Vilaflex whacking against their head going, you must do this. I won't do a Dutch accent. Yeah. But we had to win. We've got to go on a winning run. If we're in a title race, I want to be in January, you know.
Don't keep saying these next seven games.
Well, this is all Fergie, you know. What was his constant thing he'd always say? We've got to be there or thereabouts first week of Jan. And, you know, the whole feel of the club, if we weren't near, it would be so bad for United this year. Because, you know, we stabilised, but everyone is begging for more. More of everything, really.
Hopefully I'll click.
But I don't know if it will come. That's I still think the FA Cups are real chance. But you want to still be there.
Did Leicester win today?
They did.
Arsenal might drop points tomorrow, so
I don't know. They got battered off Munich, didn't they? They're gonna.
I still think they could crumble at some stage.
I think they're gonna want
to. The sad bit is, been watching Leicester, you know, more like some sides, and you think they're almost the free of the shackles because nothing's expected of them, and their players being what you'd want United to be doing.
It's been quick, hasn't it?
I mean, quick, that's the thing, speed.
Well, the thing is, United have always been so famous for counter-attacking football. And all right, today we've got the penalty from the second goal from a bit of counter-attacking play, but we never really see fast counter-attacking. All right, maybe we've not got the pace, but I suppose that's what you expected of Van Gaal to do when he bought Depay and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's not his fault.
But
he's
Depay will come good. I just think, you know, we had giddy expectations. Second season, see how they're getting on. But the thing that sometimes baffles is Van Gaal, you know, I've been saying we needed creativity, we need fast pace. You think, well, if you knew that all along, you should have done more in the transfer market. That's where sometimes he contradicts himself, you know.
You know, why would he get rid of Januzaj then for that reason, or Hernandez?
Yeah, but I don't think Januzaj, that's quick, that quick.
He's still pretty good for Dortmund the other night. He looked pretty good for Dortmund the other night, and Hernandez is, you know, he's renowned for his pace.
Yeah,
I would have kept
Hernandez, I've said that.
I don't know why we got rid of him. He's played so well.
Lou Macari on MUTV, if you're sad enough to have it, he constantly says, you know, we shouldn't have got rid of you. Although there's their irretrievable relationship that was never going to work out. But I think all the arguments about the crowd, we've actually been pretty good. And even last week at Palace, it wasn't getting on the players' backs. It was just almost, it was so dull.
Frustration.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, as I said to you before, you know, if Mata had taken that chance in the first half and we were 1-0 up at half-time, and then, you know, it'd be...
No.
Everyone would be saying the same thing, wouldn't they? You know, everyone would be happy with the performance and...
But still, even if we go 1-0 up, I still don't think they're told at this point in time, come on, you know, let's go for it here. You can't imagine Van Gaal's doing a go on, go out and enjoy yourselves, lads. No. And then I did think we started striking the ball more with opportune moments.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the thing is, though, is I mean, one of my biggest gripes at the moment is I can't remember, even me being stato, can't remember the last game we scored in the first half.
No, I was almost tempted to have a bet on the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I just think it's getting to the point now where every week I'm going to put us on to be 0-0 at half-time. That's how bad it's getting.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know who scored our last first half goal.
See, that
is that not a concern?
Like I said last time, that we've had a goal down at our end.
Yeah, exactly. It's scary, isn't it? A team that's supposed to be challenging, or at least going to be there and thereabouts for the title, who can't score in the first half of games.
But it goes back to the, is it an overhyped Premier League, you know? Everyone wanks themselves off. We're not doing as well as we are usually do in Europe, everyone. That you think the actual league's not this exciting, you know, it's actually quite dour with teams who are now so determined not to lose. You know, even West Brom.
Or a case of they don't want to lose.
Yeah, but they're not. Even West Brom, really, they could have gambled more at the end there, but they didn't.
Well, they didn't even really go for it after.
No, they kept it
behind, really.
So he's obviously so, you know, we must keep it tight. You think the league is so hyped and it's just up its arse. Well, that's... It becomes like, you know... I just sometimes think Paul Ring, the Red News contributor, and here's the plug for, please support the mag. We try our best, don't we? He says it's you've been vanguarded, and sometimes you can see some of what the team do, but I keep on his back, and you think, you know, I'm not advocating change, I'm advocating him to change, but he's not going to change. So we're caught in a vicious circle of you may as well just get behind them and think whatever will be really. Okay,
it's frustrating because we've
got a song in there.
Most of the time we're getting results, it's just not entertaining.
But you, again, it goes back to what I said, you're not seeing smiling faces. And certainly, that, as I said on the UWS podcast, that I've never seen so many depressed faces going into a game at Palace. It was like not even the drink had made people fucking... Usually they're giddy and there's that buzz of just... You know, you want people... This is the release. Get in that ground and fucking go out and have a fun, enjoy yourselves.
We just need a big win.
Yeah.
We do need a lot of fun. Well, the thing is, we had a big win. We had a couple of decent
wins. We've got Watford should win. Then this is the run of games that you'd like to think. Up till Chelsea, West Ham might be tough. But we've got a run of games. This is where we're going to be optimistic. Everything's going to start to click.
Yeah, I mean, if we can still be, you know, within 5 points of City or Arsenal going into January, hopefully even less than that, three max. You know, then we've obviously got a realistic shot, haven't we, really, for the end of the season. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Right, hey, Nathan's off, bye. Yeah. He's off. Nick, the driver's done his taxi duty. He didn't even give you any money then.
No, he didn't. You know what?
Did he say thanks?
No, he never does say thanks, to be fair. I've known the guy for 8 years. I don't think he's thanked me once.
He is a top seller.
To be fair, I did get him arrested a couple of years ago, so I still think he's got that.
In a tutu, so that's
in a tutu.
That's a story for another time, really, isn't it? So you, what do you think? Come on, Nick.
I think, do you know what? I'm not.
What are you thinking? You're in the psychiatrist chair now. What are you thinking?
I'm not too bothered, to be honest, at the moment. I think we're playing all right. I think a lot of people are getting on the back because they're not enjoying the performance anymore. So, but you know, if the results come, that's all I'm bothered about, really. You know, as long as
yeah, but it's more than that. For me, there's two things. I'm of an age. I've seen it all. Where I become the miserable old bastards that I used to moan about when I was your age, in your 20s, where I think, oh, they've seen it all now, they're complacent. But I now have the view, of course I want us to win things, but I want us to do it the right way. You know, I've got this mythical, we'll win a European Cup final, fucking playing the best football. But you should be hungry, you should be going, no, I just want to fucking win games.
I just literally just want to win games, you know. The thing is now is that with City being there as well, you just don't want the title going to
no.
I work with too many City fans for the title to go to them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not bothered about the start of the play, I just hope that we finish top or at least above them.
But the problem is, the last few years of Fergie, saved by him and Van Persie that last season, we haven't played well for 4 or 5 years.
No.
And that's depressing when you think teams of our stature, clubs of our stature, now you've finally seen the Glazers spending money too late, but they've finally started spending money. You see in other European teams consistently play all right or better football, where we can't get it. And that can't just be down to rhythm of the Premier League or...
Although Arsenal seems to show it, don't they? You know, they seem to play quite nice football.
Yeah, but we wouldn't want to be then the you know, fucking complicated head fart.
It's finding that balance, isn't it? Like you said, there's only three sides really that can find that balance, and that's Barca and, you know, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, isn't it, really?
But we've seen it, the blessing and cursing of Fergie is we've seen, for some of those title years, great football. We had the 1-0s Ronaldo, the 1-0s Eric, but we've seen fucking great football, and that's made us greedy. That's
because
made us.
We've had great players like Eric, and we've had Ronaldo, you know, we've had those kind of players. We had Rooney when he was a lot better, you know, and, you know, we had a specialty in Van Persie in a nice cameo season, but, you know, I don't really think that we've got. I just don't think we've got a world class player in our team.
De Gea.
Yeah, sorry, but he's not someone who gets bums off.
Thanks,
really, is he?
Was.
Yeah, was, but Pep's already said that he's not, and he wasn't good enough for the Bayern team. And,
no.
You know, at least he doesn't see it as a step down like he's coming from Real or Barca, at least.
We're not supposed to be... Every time we say we're not depressing this podcast, and then we fucking... We just want to put the car exhaust on.
But the only problem is that Leicester are above us, and that's the only negative that I've got.
Yeah, but Ranieri, he annoys me for some reason when he does his Quayar pizza. It just fucking does my head in. Those smug bastards. I get home pissed and watch Match of the Day on Sky Plus. I get really angry with all Keown's head. Fucking annoying. Lineker, smug twat. And they just, oh, whoever's the extra guest annoys me as well. And if it's Shearer in his fucking tight fitting trousers, I'm fucking cool. You're not a cool, you're a fucking. Anyway. Who do you hate in football?
I don't like Danny Murphy at the moment. He really irritates me.
He never bothered me.
I really don't like Danny Murphy.
I know he's a scouser, but...
Oh, God, no. I don't like him. And unfortunately, Jurgen Klopp now as well.
Yeah, that's...
That's been a difficult transition to him. That's so difficult to get up in the morning and hate that man.
Nick's the German football aficionado. I actually liked him from afar. That's the fucking... I just hope... He doesn't do what we fear he could, and they just remain shit, and then they sack him in 2 years' time, and then he'll go to somewhere good and then win things. That would
it's
be nice.
It's just scary if he attracts the right kind of player. I know. And the thing is,
but that's why you do. If they, as long as they don't get the Champions League spot, that does affect players. You'd like to.
Well, they need a few players before they get there, don't they? Because they're not better than us. They're not better than Arsenal, or you know, not even better than Chelsea.
No.
Probably.
But that's a positive note. Mark, we're still much better than the Scousers. But I just think, you know, it's progress, but a strange Vulcan kind of progress, definitely, as Pete Shaw calls it. But we shall, we've won. We shall, I always feel a bit dirty celebrating a clean sheet. I know they're great, but, you know, I don't ever feel, oh, we kept a clean sheet, lads, high five. It's more like, get the goals, come on. This route that Nathan suggested is a bit...
It's been an absolute pain, hasn't it?
I hope. Anyway, so, right, final thoughts. And hopefully we'll do another one soon. I keep losing fucking track of these.
And leave it on a positive note, at least.
Yes, I...
Jesse Lingard.
Fantastic. Buzz, come through, and we're giving him a chance. And that's where Van Gaal, he does give him a chance.
And another young lad getting on as well today.
Yeah, and they keep raving when he's fit. McNair has stepped up his development, apparently. He looks even better than last season. That is good. And I like Marshall still. I know he's not, but his touches, I think he's just going to get used to it.
He's got
and
the right
then the Rooney debate will go on. And I'm sure someone will throw a yoghurt at me for suggesting the matter thing, but maybe he deserves a little demotion for a couple of games.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.